did you call it, Tennessee?
Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Okay. And suppose there's a person who's in trouble. You want to what him? You know somebody that's in trouble, so you go try to
get him. Go try to hit him up.
Right. Okay. And if something isn't wide, then it's.
How do you say that?
Well, suppose you have a piece of cloth. It isn't wide like this, but it could be
narrow.
Okay. And suppose if you knew somebody who needed your help and you wanted to help them, but you couldn't, you'd say, "Boy, I'd sure like to help you, but I just
can't."
Okay. And another name for an automobile is a
vehicle.
Okay. What about a simpler word than that?
Phone.
How about just a car?
Just a car.
Okay. My mother might say to me, "This man is your uncle, and his wife is
your auntie."
Why don't you drink some water and say it again?
Say if he your uncle, she your auntie.
Okay. And before birds lay their eggs, they build their
nest.
Okay. And children used to sit at benches at school, but now they sit at
chair.
Okay, or what's another word? Not a chair, but it has a place to write.
Desk.
Okay. And before a little boy fights, he might clench both of his
hands.
Okay, what else would you call it when you
grip?
Do you ever call it a fist?
Fist.
And a small flying insect that bothers you in the summertime, it'll bite you and make it itch, is a
how did you ask me that?
An insect that bites in the summertime and makes you itch is called a
kind of mosquito bite you and you flame out from it. You know flame out from it. You make it each have an insect.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking
of.
Okay, suppose it was a beautiful day. You'd look outside and you'd say, "Oh, there's not a what in the sky."
So there's not a cloud.
Okay. And where people live is called their. Say, "Come on over to my
home."
Okay, or another word for home is
say another word for home.
Would be house?
House, come on over. Come on over to my house. Say,
suppose there was a small, troublesome animal that was getting your chickens at night, and you didn't know what it was, so you just might, and you didn't want to call it a fox or a possum or something. You just used a general term to refer to it. What would you call it?
I might call him a coon, a fox, a dog.
Well, suppose you didn't know. Would you ever call it a varmint? Have you ever heard the word vomit?
Well, vomit. You said vomit. No, I ain't been too far in this again.
Have you ever heard that word used in reference to people? I mean, like, would anybody say, "Well, that means really a vomit"?